certainly in Lexington, historically, 4th of July, it's been a big celebration that spans out over a couple of days, culminating in today. And you've got the Bluegrass 10,000 foot race that starts in the morning, and then the parade in the afternoon at 2 p.m., and then fireworks at night downtown. And looking at our 4th of July calendar on lexgo.com, I mean, we've got celebrations in Frankfort, Berea, Richmond, Winchester, Mount Sterling. Looks like, you know, almost every town has some form of 4th of July celebration going on.
All right. And the ballpark, the home of the Lexington Legends, I guess, will be home to a concert this weekend as well.
That's right. It becomes the home of country music for a couple of days. This is the 10th annual Red, White, and Boom Festival. And the festival started actually on the 4th of July. It was just an afternoon concert out behind Rupp Arena. But in the last few years, it has moved out to the ballpark and expanded its schedule a bit. And then this year is the first year that it's going to be a two-year event. And the organizers say that they, you know, really aim to make it sort of a major country music event. And they're, you know, certainly moving in that direction. The headliners this year are Lee Bryce, who has been very popular over the past year or so, particularly on tour with Luke Bryan, and with a song called I Drive Your Truck, which I even heard profiled on NPR. It's a song about a father who drives his the truck that belonged to his son who died while serving in the military. So it's a very, very moving song and a signature song for him. And then headliner on Sunday night is Thomas Rhett, whose father is Rhett Akins. So a little bit of a second-generation country there heading the bill on Sunday night.
And another annual summer event, Summerfest, is launching a new era this weekend. What's going on there?
Well, Summerfest has been held, or the Lexington Shakespeare Festival, as it was before, was out at the Arboretum for years. And this year is their first year out at the Moondance at Midnight Pass Amphitheater. And that's out in the Beaumont section of Lexington, right behind the shopping center that has a liquor barn and a Azura restaurant and a few businesses like that. And the festival made the move there because when they went out to look, they, you know, really realized that there were a lot of the things that they needed already in place. When they were at the Arboretum every year, they pretty much had to build a festival site from scratch before they could even get to designing or rehearsing shows. Well, that's all there out at the Midnight Pass Amphitheater, so it's really allowed them to focus on the work they're doing, and it's a different kind of atmosphere out there, so it will be interesting to see how the company and the audience takes to the new digs.
All right, Rich Copley, thanks for the update for this weekend. Here's hoping it's an explosive weekend, so to speak, for you.
Happy 4th of July.